Nancy Pelosi pushes forward with her non-impeachment impeachment resolution. Millennials are just loving socialism and communism. Democrat Chuck Schumer wants taxpayers to pick up the tab for getting rid of all gasoline vehicles. And the left is going all out to remove the fun from Halloween. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. And we've got a lot to dig into. Impeachment is a big issue, and I want to get to that. But first, I want to talk about what's going on with the millennials and Generation Z, because a new survey just came out, and the results are just, I mean, they're alarming. And you have to think about this, okay? What is our country, with the way the indoctrination is going in our public schools and in colleges and universities, how is our country going to look in 10 years, in 20 years? Because when you look at survey results, and we've talked about these before, and this new survey is, it's just right in line with what's going on. It really makes you wonder what the future of our country is going to be like if it is turned over into the hands of people who want socialism and communism. Here's a report from the Washington Examiner. It says, the results are downright disturbing. The new data shows that 64% of Gen Z and 70% of millennials say they're likely to vote for a socialist. Meanwhile, 20% of millennials think the Communist Manifesto better guarantees freedom and equality than the Declaration of Independence. Bizarrely, 36% view communism favorably, and 15% think the world would be better off if the Soviet Union still existed. And 22% of millennials think society would be better if all private property was abolished, while 35% view Marxism favorably. All right, so what's going on? These people have forgotten what socialism and communism have done to people over, you know, this last century. All the millions and millions of people killed under communist rule, they just forget about that. All the economies that have been destroyed because of socialism and communism. The left, you know, in America, the left likes to point out, you know, oh, the poor is doing so bad in America and we need to adopt socialism or communism. And yet capitalism has raised more people out of poverty than any economic system in the world ever. And yet they want to adopt systems that destroy private initiative, individual initiative, private property, an economy that is controlled by the government. That's what they want, and it's never worked. It's failed every time. And here's more from the Washington Examiner. It says, Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation Executive Director Marion Smith said, the historical amnesia about the dangers of communism and socialism is on full display in this year's report. When we don't educate our youngest generations about the historical truth of 100 million victims murdered at the hands of communist regimes over the past century, we shouldn't be surprised at their willingness to embrace Marxist ideas. All right. Well, Smith is absolutely right, but it goes deeper than that, okay? It's not that the schools and universities and other institutions are just not mentioning, you know, the dangers, the ills of communism. It's that there's a pro-socialist agenda being pushed down the throats of our kids. And so it's the extreme opposite of just, you know, it's in addition to not educating. And this is where the real danger is that in our schools, a left-wing agenda is being pushed on our kids. And we see the results. We see the results in these surveys. I mean, can you believe it? The number of people that think the Soviet Union, man, I wish they were still back, you know, and communism was so great, and the Communist Manifesto guarantees rights better than the Declaration of Independence. It's absolutely nuts. So next, I want to get to impeachment and what's been going on with that, because there's a lot of things that happened this week. And the main one, as the Democrats are finally pushing forward a resolution to kind of continue the impeachment inquiry. They're not brave enough to actually vote on a full impeachment proceeding. You know, they see the danger, or Pelosi sees the danger in that, but they're still just messing around. They want to get Trump, they want to attack Trump, and the only way they know how to do it, because they can't beat him on the issues, is to attack him on things like Russia or Ukraine. And so they bring up this impeachment inquiry, which is just a way to mess around and get sound bites in the media. Well, now Nancy Pelosi has pushed forward a resolution that says we're going to kind of go forward in our committees, still investigating the president, but not a formal impeachment inquiry. Here's a report from Fox News. It says House Democrats on Tuesday introduced a resolution to formalize their impeachment inquiry and adopt rules to govern the proceedings following sustained complaints by congressional Republicans in the White House that the inquiry hasn't followed past precedent and violates the president's due process rights. But illustrating the balancing act involved as the 2020 election cycles get started, Democrats have adamantly denied that the document is an impeachment resolution, perhaps out of concern for how that label would play in more moderate swing districts. So you can see, once again, Pelosi, the Democrats, they have no agenda. They have nothing except attacking President Trump. And this is the way they do it. They just keep impeachment in the air with proceedings that are closed door. They're not public. And the Democrats like Adam Schiff are just, as we showed before, are just outright lying about what's going on. And yet they can't be countered. These aren't public hearings. You know, some of the times the witnesses that are questioned, Republicans aren't even there. Or if they are asking questions, Adam Schiff himself is advising the witnesses not to answer, which is just unprecedented. So Newt Gingrich had some comments on Fox News yesterday about this proceedings and about the resolution. And here's what he said.
The Bill of Rights in the Constitution guarantees us due process. This president has been denied due process. This is an unusual proceeding. Neither the Democrats in 1973 nor the Republicans in 1998 did anything as one-sided, secretive, and destructive as what Pelosi and Schiff have done.
So that's the core of the matter. This is a sideshow. The Democrats have nothing. They're conducting closed-door hearings. You know, they started out in the open under the Judiciary Committee under Democrat Jerry Nadler, and those were a fiasco. He showed how inept he was. And so Pelosi said, well, we better move it to the House Intelligence Committee with Adam Schiff. That way we can keep everything closed door, private, and really just mess up this process. So Gingrich was asked about the politics of it and why Pelosi is pushing forward now when she always kind of seemed hesitant. She blasts a president all the time, but always seemed kind of hesitant on actual moving forward with official impeachment proceedings. And here's what he said.
But she has a real problem. And I said months ago, having been Speaker of the House, she can probably pass this resolution if she's suicidal, but she's going to kill their majority. I mean, if you're Congressman Peterson and you're in northern Minnesota and you're in a 30-point Trump district, voting yes on Thursday basically is the end of your career.
So she will kill their Democrat majority. And that's what worries her. As the leader of her party legislatively, she's worried. They want to keep that majority. They can't do these impeachment proceedings, these closed-door hearings, all this stuff, if they don't control the House of Representatives. So that's the line she's working. But it also shows how the real control, the real agenda that's being moved is from the far left. People like AOC and others that are pushing impeachment and hate Trump and on, to the point where she's almost forced to act. And here's what Gingrich said about that.
But here's the core problem. This is a sore loser impeachment process. 70% of the people who favor impeachment favored it the morning after the election. The fact is, we've never in American history had this kind of process where people are saying, I'm against Trump as a person. I don't care if he did something or not. Impeach him anyway.
So those numbers are just, they're astounding to the percentage that as soon as Trump was elected, they say, we don't like him. Let's get rid of him. Let's impeach him. Not try and outvote him later, not try and stymie the agenda through the legislative process. No, we hate him personally and we want to get rid of him and we're going to attack him nonstop. And that's what's been the deal. Next, I want to talk about Chuck Schumer, Democrat out of New York, because he's got a plan to remove all gasoline-powered vehicles by 2040. 20 years from now, he wants them all gone. And of course, the taxpayers would pick up the tab for this. Here's what some comments that Reason.com reported. He said, in a statement to Reuters, Schumer listed three actions the government needs to take in order to get American emissions to meet his target. First, Give Americans a discount of up to $5,000 with an additional $2,000 for low-income Americans when they trade in their gas guzzlers for an electric car. Second, invest $45 billion in charging stations throughout the country. Third, subsidize automakers with $17 billion to increase production of electric vehicles. Altogether, Schumer predicts his 10-year plan would cost about $454 billion to implement. So, wow, that is half a billion dollars to implement a plan that Americans will gravitate to if they feel the need. If they want to, electric vehicles are selling because Americans want to buy them. All right, we don't need the government to push it. And for those who think that this is all about the environment, it's not. It's about control. It's about the taxpayers footing the bill, because everybody knows. I mean, take Tesla, for example. All right, I've read two different studies that show that the environmental impact that goes into just producing the batteries that go into a Tesla vehicle, you'd have to drive the car 7 to 8 years to counter the environmental effects of the car not having emissions out the tailpipe. 7 to 8 years is what it causes in environmental damage just to make the batteries, all right, compared to tailpipe emissions. So it's not about clean energy. It costs environmentalist capital to make the batteries. So it's all about power. It's all about control. It's all about the Democrats forcing Americans into policies, into ways of life that give more control to the central government, to the Democrats, and again, one step closer, like AOC's Green New Deal, to socialism. So finally, tomorrow is Halloween, and since it's a major holiday, of course, the PC police, the woke police, are out in force, and we see more and more examples of them just trying to kill any kind of fun that kids could have around the country. And there's example after example. The Daily Wire has a report of what's going on, not only in colleges, but in elementary schools, middle schools, things like that. And here's their report. It says, last month, an elementary school in the Tony Chicago suburb of Evanston announced that they would be canceling Halloween altogether over concerns that some children who did not celebrate the holiday would be offended by chilling costumes and spooky treats, according to North Cook News. A Wisconsin school followed suit, calling the holiday inappropriate and not inclusive, and also did away with parades, parties, and costume wearing in school. Supervisors at the district claimed that the holiday made certain children feel excluded and highlighted inequities. All right, so, man, times have changed. I mean, we're not giving out Valentine's anymore because people will be excluded. Now we can't wear costumes, you know, to celebrate Halloween and just have fun as kids. But that, again, is elementary school and middle school grade level type stuff. But the woke police are really out on the universities. And here's more from the Daily Wire. It says, Michigan State University leads the way in 2019, releasing its rules last week and pasting posters across campus, asking students to consider whether their planned costumes are racially, culturally, and ethnically based. The American Mirror, which covers incidents of far-left meddling across the education system, was able to get a hold of one of the posters, which gives strict guidelines to students celebrating both on and off campus. No sombreros or mustaches, Nazi gear, Rastafarian illegal aliens, Middle Eastern attire, and other racially, culturally, and ethnically based costumes. Students are warned to avoid any costumes that involve cultural appropriation. Western appropriations of non-Western and non-white forms carry with them the connotation of exploitation and dominance. Can you believe that stuff? We're talking about Halloween. We're talking about dressing up. I mean, not all the time do people dress up as ghosts and ghouls and specters. Sometimes they dress up as superheroes or just people they want to emulate. You know, it's just, and oh my gosh, this woke culture is just ruining everything. So hopefully your kids' schools are not like that. Hopefully they'll have some fun trick-or-treating and just enjoy the day and then move on without all this political correctness. It's just ruining the holiday. So folks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. And we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, just a little reminder before you go, and no, this does not count against my 13 minutes, Please hit the subscribe button below and tell your friends. And if you happen to miss our last show, you can check it out right here. And also for great conservative news and commentary, please check out GOPUSA.com. All right, folks, we'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.